News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, from about 10 o'clock on, we'll get to see the moon slowly moving in front of the sun until, as you say, about just after 11, a few minutes after 11, about 45% of the sun's diameter, that equates to about a third of the whole area of the sun, will be covered by the moon at maximum eclipse. So we think it might get noticeably cooler. And if it's a lovely blue, clear sky, you might notice that the day doesn't look as bright as it normally should because you only got two thirds of the sunlight left. And then, of course, the moon moves slowly off the face of the sun and it's all over by 12:30. And we won't get a better eclipse until 2025. But there is a smaller one actually happening late next year.
OK, important safety message as well, David. I know you're anxious to stress.
Yeah, you should never look at the sun with the naked eye. If you're squinting, that's your body telling you to stop doing it. It's dangerous. There are special eclipse glasses that you can get from Astronomy Ireland abroad. We're running a watch online at our headquarters, so anyone can watch it anywhere in the world, let alone the country. If you go to astronomy.ie, you'll see the eclipse page is prominent there today. That'll be on our YouTube channel. There's a link to it there. That'll be one safe way of watching it. Hopefully we'll get some breaks in the clouds at least. We want people to send in their best photograph to Astronomy Ireland magazine for a special eclipse issue we'll be doing next month. And by the way, you don't need these glasses or the big telescopes that we've got, which have very special filters on them. Never look through your own telescope. You can just make a pinhole camera. Punch a hole in a piece of paper or cardboard, pick up the sunlight streaming through on a sheet of white paper a few feet away, and you'll see an image of the sun, and you will see the chunk taken out of it. It's not very, very sharp or high in detail, but at least you will see the eclipse in complete safety if you don't have those eclipse glasses. Okay. Or watch it online with us.
Brilliant. Is this like Christmas Day for you, David?
Absolutely. I mean, we haven't had an eclipse this good since 2015, and there won't be one this good again until 2025. These are partial eclipses. The total solar eclipses are even more spectacular, but they're extremely rare. You'll only see one every 400 years if you don't move. Okay. So we've actually had eclipse trips to USA, Turkey, Bulgaria. We're planning the next one, 2024, to Mexico to see the total eclipse of the sun. And that's when day turns to night. Wow. I have never seen anything like it before in my life.
Okay, well, happy eclipses day. David Moore, Chairman of Astronomy Ireland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.